That was Sons in Doubt here on Static Radio 604. Now, good morning, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
To his house. Good morning.
What? How are you?
I'm good now.
If you say anything.
Oh my god!
I will fight you.
How do you spell talking?
TALKING.
Are you sure? Are you sure? We have half of a Facebook status up right now.
Yeah. Oh, talking. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, there's no excuse for spelling talking, TAWKING.
Talking?
Talking.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
How perfect is this?
I know. Okay, I have to do this apparently because I suck at spelling.
I should be doing this to you then.
I don't want to be embarrassed. I can't. Here's the deal. Let me be. No.
Yes.
No.
That's what it is.
I don't want to do half and half. Here's why.
Why?
So, by the way, welcome to Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. And yes, I'm trying to type in a status update this morning. Big show today. Andrew Schwab from Project 86 going to be joining us.
How do you spell Schwab?
S-C-H-W. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Andrew Schwab from at Project 86.
From at Project 86. Okay.
Yeah. Is going to be joining us this morning, and we're premiering a brand new single. World premiere.
Dang.
Of a new Project 86 song.
Dang.
First time anyone other than like him, the band, and me have heard it. So
you've already heard it, so it's not like a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's a huge deal. It is incredible. Not only are we premiering a song, but exclusively at Static Radio, we're going to be giving it away. So he is going to be partnering with Static Radio, and we're giving away the brand new Project 86 single.
And I can't win that. No, I can't have that.
No, you can. We're going to have it as available as a free download everyone.
Well, I thought like one person's like, come pick up this burnt CD.
Yeah, no, be listening this morning for New Music Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Billiam's going to be in with us. Anyways, yes, as I was typing that out, big show this morning. Talking with Andrew Schwab.
Wait.
Talking. T-A-W. And right underneath it is the Static Radio birthday bash. Yes!
No, I refuse to believe that's the reason you spelled talking with a W.
A good friend of mine, his name's Micah Talks. Micah Talks, T-A-W-L-K-S.
But you didn't even put the L.
Put
talking.
T-A-W-K. It's early, Mitch.
You finished the word.
I know. It's early.
No.
It's early.
Spell embarrassed.
That's funny. Can I just say I hate spelling bees?
Embarrassed. I am embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. That's perfect, because right now I'm pretty embarrassed because I suck at spelling. Okay. Embarrassed. E-M. B-A-R-A-S-S-E-D.
Good job.
Yes!
Where's that button?
Oh. Woo! All right.
Okay.
Good job, me.
One for one.
Okay.
It's a thing.
All right. Are you really going to make you do this?
Yeah, sure.
Because I have a list here, and it's the top 11 words.
And I haven't looked at them.
All right. Top 11 words adults just can't spell.
Okay.
Number one, occasion.
O-C-C-A-S-S-I-O-N?
No!
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
Oh, dang. Where's my wrong button? It's not on here.
It's on the different page.
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N. Yeah.
I was thinking of embarrassed.
Late. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was thinking of, I was just looking at embarrassed.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't even want to hear it. Oh, what did I do?
It's that one page.
This is the worst.
You're really just going to find it.
It's too early. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to do that, and that, and that, and then I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go here.
Whoa.
Because I found it.
Oh, good.
Found it.
Okay. So try again.
I don't want to do this. It's too early. It's way too early.
Why not?
I sound like Creepy Caleb.
You really do. I don't like that. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need. Mm-hmm. Right, Price is Wrong right there.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to do that. I don't put it
okay.
There.
Okay.
All right, are you ready to play, bitch?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Spin the wheel.
11 words adults just can't spell. The word is fiery.
F-I-E-R-Y.
Ooh,
fiery.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Yes.
All right.
I thought so.
All right. 15 words, or 11 words.
Oh, my gosh.
11 words. Where are the rest of the words?
They've got to be in there.
This is stupid. They're somewhere. Okay, okay. The word is restaurant.
Oh, yes. This was the mm-hmm. bane of my existence in high school. Mm-hmm. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Nope.
Yes, R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T. Restaurant.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh! Don't tell me no. I freaked out.
Okay. All right. You're right. You're right. The word is vacuum.
Oh, crap. I have to use spell check for this one every single time.
Vacuum.
V-A.
Mm-hmm. Good job so far.
C.
Uh-huh. Vacuum. Vacuum.
U-U-M?
Yeah! Good job! Oh. You're a
so
good
scary.
Speller.
That was so scary.
Some of these are really not that hard.
Let me
I mean,
try
come
one.
On. No.
The word is misspell.
Oh, man. Misspell?
Yeah. And it's one word.
Misspell.
Yeah.
M-I-S-S-P-E-L-L?
High five!
Yeah!
Right, this one?
Yeah, yeah. All right. I got it. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque. What's up?
Not much. You guys remember that prayer request?
Yeah.
Today is that funeral.
Oh, dude. Aww.
Yeah, it's at Dean Ann's Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they're burying at, let's see, Mount Calvary.
They're burying him at Calvary? Calvary?
Yeah, at the Mount Calvary Cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes way more sense.
So you guys want the word of wisdom?
Yes, please.
Okay. For today is, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. It just means that it's better to get something done right away. So, you know, it's just not wasting your time.
Don't procrastinate.
I like that.
Yeah.
Don't procrastinate.
That's just like with homework, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, because say if guys your car broke down, would you want, A, you'll fix it, or B, would you rather just sit there and let your car sit on the side of the road?
Yeah, dude.
You'd rather get your car fixed, you know.
Words of wisdom.
Fixed is the correct answer.
F-I-X-E-D.
Fixed.
Yep.
Sweet. All right.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
All right, later.
Bye, Steve-O. Bye, Mitch.
Bye. Matthew. The word is wisdom. W-I-S-D-O-M.
That's right. Wisdom. Wisdom. That would be Matthew. That would be Matthew. Anyways, according to experts at Oxford Dictionaries, as well as some longtime English teachers, the words we misspell most often aren't difficult words. In fact, they're
vacuum
most commonly misspelled ones. Yeah.
Vacuum is a hard word to spell.
I don't know why it's so hard for you to spell. You're a woman.
Vacuum.
You should use it every day.
Oh! Whoa.
Snap! Whoa. Right there! Actually, I probably should just... No? Okay. No?
Wrong.
Thank you. You're getting this whole pressing buttons thing.
Actually, Stever calls me Clicky McClickerson because I just start clicking things. And he said that's going to get me in trouble.
That is. But that's okay. I do the same thing. So
just push buttons.
You're like Clicky McClickerson Jr. because that's what he used to call me too. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Peas in a pod.
Yes.
All right. Spell a lot.
A-L-O-T. No, A space.
L-O-T. Nicely done.
What?
Almost tricked you. What about a while?
Is that one word?
A while.
Yeah.
The word is a while.
No. A space. W-H-I-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job. Are you ready for this one, spell checker?
You know what sucks about this is that if I write it wrong in Microsoft Word or something.
It'll auto-correct?
It'll just correct it.
Exactly.
Won't even tell me. Like,
which is why your next word is believe.
I am a believer.
Oh, no.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E?
Oh.
It's I-E except after C.
Yep. I before E except after C. Yep.
Which I just got like 2 months ago. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
About 2 months ago. Can I test you on a word? Or
no.
Get it? Oh.
No.
What's the next word?
No, I don't want to do... I don't want to... Okay, let's see.
What do I win from this?
You get to be my co-host?
Oh, good.
Stever.
Mish.
Yes.
All right, Mitch. Ryman.
R-E-I-M-A-N-N.
Well, Ryman. Your rule just doesn't work, does it?
No, but you're German.
These are American rules. Ryman. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's a vapor. He's a vapor. Anyways, all right. Well, welcome to Static Radio. 6:15 now. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. And as I said, big show this morning. Yeah.
Talking.
Talking.
With Andrew Schwab from Project 86.
That's right. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. New Music Tuesday. We'll have Billiam in studio premiering a brand new song. And also, we'll tell you how you can score it for free. It's coming up a little later. Right now, Sleeping at Last, Static Radio. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I wish it's what I was
who? Like. Freelance Wales, Hannah. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
You can't admit that. You have to admit that this song.
Where?
Yeah. Makes me so happy.
It does. It really does. Only if we can interject our own, like, stupid things every single time. We got to start with the, yeah. And then we'll be like, who?
Where?
Not here. Yep. Good morning.
Good morning, Shiloh in the morning.
Yes, dude. Pool Boy from Cruises, what is up?
Dude, is this it then? Is this the show now?
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. It is official.
That is awesome. You know, it's always good to hear a woman's voice as well.
Yep.
And you guys...
And Mitch is here, too.
Oh, I'm going to punch you.
Yes. What are you talking about? I was self-depreciating.
You should shield your kneecaps.
Oh, okay.
I think you can say you have a deep voice.
Oh.
Because that isn't something I've wondered about all my life. As a child, thinking I sounded like a boy. That's not something I've been self-conscious about.
You sound like a man.
Oh.
Worse. Oh, no. I'm a man now.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I didn't do it. You did.
Yeah, this is true.
I took my son around to go watch this movie, Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, man, what is wrong with you?
No, check it out. I mean, it's not as bad. It's pretty whack, actually.
It looks terrifying.
No, it's actually, I love the movies that make you jump, right?
Oh, yeah, yep.
This one is not like a creepy, like a spiritual, like, oh, man, you're going to hell type movie, you know
right.
what I mean? But it makes you jump, and that was, I mean, it was pretty good, but it was kind of like, at the end, you're like, maybe not, you
right.
know? So, I mean, we went to, while we seen that, my wife and daughter went to go see The Huntsman.
Oh, why would, see, I actually want to see that.
I kind of want to see that,
I would
too.
Actually have picked Snow White. I'm a girl.
I wanted to, but the whole thing it was, like, the wife and my daughter had a girl's day, you know, it was matinee 11:30, and then all of a sudden our power goes out at our house. So I go to the store, the whole like grid, like our whole few blocks, I don't know, maybe 10 blocks or something like that are out.
Wow.
So then that just made an excuse for me and my son. My son's like, I don't want to go see Snow White.
Right.
And so, you know, there was only two movies playing. It was like what is that Battleship one?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Stick to the game. So I think we picked the better of the two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but if you want a movie that makes you jump and kind of freaks you out, it's pretty cool, man. It's not too crazy, but, I mean, it's definitely, my son is still be 14, so, it was cool. It wasn't too crazy.
That's cool.
I think what was throwing him off about that Snow White movie is that it's called Snow White.
Right. Right. Because I've heard nothing but awesome things that it's like straight up Lord of the Rings, crazy, epic, over the top, swords and craziness.
My wife and daughter loved it. My son right now is hooked on E3. Ain't that going on?
Oh, yeah, E3 going on right now. Yeah, in fact, GameAndMovieGuide.com, the guide, we're covering all that, and lots of stuff going on right now with it. So.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call you guys, man. It's been a minute since I called. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Pool boy from Grusis.
Woo!
All right.
What's E3?
E3 is the huge electronic gaming expo. But it's actually like Entertainment Electronic Expo, I believe is what it's called.
E to the third power.
E to the
three.
Is
that possible?
It's one of the biggest. It's not one of the biggest. It is the absolute biggest video game conference of the year.
You have to do Tetris every single time. You can't.
If you're watching the webcam, Mitch is very entertaining.
You did
you're distracting me. I'm trying to tell a story. You can't start doing like Tetris moves.
I'm really good at it, huh?
Yeah, that was really good. So anyways, like Nintendo's premiering the Wii U, the brand new console.
Wii U?
Yeah.
Like Wii...
To the universe? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it's called the Wii U. I don't know. We should have Yoan later
Wii
from the
U!
Guide to help us with that. Because it's going on all week. They usually premiere the biggest, best games. Oh, no! They announced this! They announced... And so yesterday, Nintendo actually showed off like the specs of the new video game system. It looks absolutely ridiculously amazing.
Maybe we'll actually buy one.
It's going to cost you $7,000.
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
We're going to buy it for a while. We don't have... Okay, we do have one gaming system, and it is for our DVDs.
What?
Yeah, we have a PlayStation 2.
Oh.
And because literally my DVD player worked, and I was like, oh, at least I still have this, and that's just what I've had forever.
That's cool. I worked at GameStop when the PS2 launched.
Oh, man.
Like 10 years ago.
I bought it because I wanted to play Guitar Hero.
Wow.
That's the only reason I bought it.
That's cool.
And I played Guitar Hero for a
long
time.
You know, they have a... If you're wanting to actually learn how to play guitar...
They have that thing.
I have a game called Rocksmith, except I only have it for the 360. I was going to say I'd let you borrow it, but...
Oh, nope.
Yeah, it comes with like a quarter-inch cable and a USB, and you actually plug in a guitar. And you have to have a guitar with
it. We have that.
Yeah.
Have the real thing.
Yeah.
I was
it's
playing
amazing.
Yesterday. I'm not good.
Yeah. I've learned that I suck at real guitar because I was like, I'm great at Guitar Hero. Oh, I'm supposed to be a real guitar player. Why do I suck this badly?
That's why I want to play Guitar Hero because I feel like a rock star. I can play on like level hard.
Yeah, but that if you, what are you going to do?
Sometimes.
Like when you're out and about, dude, check it out. This is my guitar solo.
David Crowder did that.
Dude, come on. Really? Really? David Crowder? Yeah. Look where I got him. His band broke up.
I know.
Just saying.
But I know.
Just saying.
I'm just saying that I feel like a rock star when I can... I feel like those songs are harder sometimes.
On fake guitar?
Yeah, there are
really?
So many buttons to press.
Who cares? I'm telling you. You know what? Someday when you graduate to like a newer gaming system, I'll let you borrow that game.
Okay.
You can learn how to really play
Xbox
guitar.
Xbox 360.
Sort of. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Man.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
We'll see.
6:30 now. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. And, of course, Andrew Schwab coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot to talk about this morning, including a Florida mom who was arrested for how she handled a bully situation, which we're definitely going to talk about this morning.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting, how parents should react.
Oh, man.
Right? It's how parents should react in a bully situation.
No, I don't know.
Every parent should model after this.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's funny because I mentioned this story to somebody else yesterday who's a parent. And they applauded.
Oh,
and I said,
man.
What is wrong with you? No, you don't applaud this. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up right now, though. We have a culture shock for you. It's 30 Seconds to Mars, Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
6:38 now.
I feel like this song should bring back a bunch of memories, but it doesn't.
What?
Well, I really like this song. I feel like it should bring back a lot of memories.
It should.
I'm sorry.
It should.
It's kind of like listening to Bittersweet Symphony. You're like, oh, yes, memories, but I don't have any song.
Ah, yes, memories. You know what the coolest memory I have of that song is, actually? Switchfoot performing it at Freedom Fest.
Really?
10 years ago, yeah.
So they stole a song that was stolen?
They stole...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, they stole a song that was stolen. Yes.
It's okay.
It was really good. So, anyways, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. We've got P86 coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with Andrew Schwab, and we'll be telling you how you can score your copy of the new single. It's called Fall Goliath Fall, and can I just say...
Fall Goliath Fall.
Fall. That's cool. Goliath Fall. Incredible. Incredible.
I'm excited to hear it. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Because you're the only person who's heard it.
Yeah.
What?
Thebes on Facebook.
What? What?
Floral and stripes, Mitch?
It's called fashion?
It's called you're in radio and nobody but web cameras can see you. So that's good.
I was dressed pretty trendy today.
No, yeah, you're
Look at these shoes.
Super, super trendy. Nice shoes.
They're the same on both sides.
Okay.
They're cool shoes. They're like little Elvis shoes. I've been watching Lord of the Rings.
Ah.
But we're watching the extended version, so
dude,
it's like one disc a night.
Yeah. That's cool that you can actually get through a whole movie a night. We did it with our kids, and we had to do... Oh, wait, one disc a night. Yes, that's what we have to do. Yeah.
One disc.
Split in half.
What we have to do.
Yeah, it takes about a week to get through the trilogy.
No, through the first one.
What?
Because it's one disc a night. No, we're on the extended.
Yeah, I know. There should only be two discs per movie.
No, we have four. Oh, maybe it is two.
Yeah, it's two, bro.
Dang. But it comes with four.
Yeah.
It comes
with
four in the extra.
Yeah, there's like extras.
I always forget about that.
Yeah.
I'm on disc two. So
okay,
yeah, it'll take like a week and a half.
Yeah. That's what it took for us with the kids. Took a little longer than I expected.
Yeah. See, the last time I watched this, I watched it by myself, and I would like fall asleep and have weird, like, weird dreams.
Weird dreams like Snow White and the Huntsman.
No, like Eowyn, and it was weird. Like,
yeah.
How did you make it into my dream?
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah, like Snow White and the Huntsman, I guess.
No, well, that's what I've heard.
Pretty intense.
That's pretty much what all the reviewers are saying. It's as if J.R.R. Tolkien had a nightmare about Snow White, and that's what movie was made.
That's exciting.
It's Pan's Labyrinth meets Lord of the Rings. That's
Pan's
what I've heard.
Labyrinth. Ooh,
ugh.
That was a creepy movie.
Yeah, no thanks.
You didn't like it?
No, I did not.
It was
supposed to be beautiful and vibrant, and it was so like
gory
real world, and it was like, no, the point of fantasy is to take you away from that, not like punch you in the gut with like blood. That's stupid.
I worked at a movie place at that time.
Okay.
Renting out movies.
Yeah, you can say it. I'm sure they're no longer around.
Hollywood Video.
Yeah, they're probably not around
anymore.
No, they're
not.
Let's be honest.
I worked at Hollywood Video
R.I.P.
at that time. Yes.
I worked at Hollywood Video.
Did you?
Back in the day, yeah.
See, this wasn't too long ago.
Way back in the day.
I didn't help close Hollywood Video down, but I was pretty close to it.
Yeah.
And when Pan's Labyrinth came out, I remember having to tell, like,
So many parents
that it's not okay for your
kids.
Don't
let your kid watch this.
And well, they were like, really? And I had some like grandparents being like, oh, this isn't just like another tale of like Peter Pan.
And I'd be like, no,
it's rated R for a reason.
Yeah.
No.
So gnarly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was,
and I'm a fan of Guillermo del Toro, the director. Love that dude, but
He
was originally going to do The Hobbit. He was signed on to do The Hobbit, because Peter Jackson wasn't going to do it. He signed on to do it, and then fell through, and so Peter Jackson was like, fine.
Guess I'll do it.
Guess I'll do it.
I think that's like a dumb move to not do that.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of parents and kids, I want to talk about something.
Parents and kids.
Parents.
Bad ideas.
And kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on these days?
Well, a Florida mom was arrested this week.
Oh, good. Starts out good.
Yeah. For choking a boy who bullied her daughter on Facebook. She admits, I lost it when she put her hands around the boy's neck in the middle of a mall where her daughter watched.
Oh, man.
True story. A mom and her daughter, they were shopping at a mall. And I guess this boy has been bullying her daughter on Facebook. And she saw the boy at the mall and walked up and said, stop saying things about my daughter on Facebook. And I told, you know, hey, you're going to stop. I'm going to make you stop. And he said, you can't make me stop.
You can't make me.
And she said,
you're
so I lost it. I really, really did. I lost my temper. I wish I would have taken another route. I don't go around doing that to children. I don't want to sound like I'm a huge monster, but apparently her and her daughter were shopping at a St. Petersburg mall last Monday when the pair spotted the girl's online tormentor, this teenage classmate. And the mom confronted the boy, put her hands around his neck, and the boy, whose name was not released because he got beat up by a mom.
Live that one
down. Yeah, dude. I guess taunted the daughter online after the girl posted a picture of herself taken by her younger brother after a concert. And some nasty things he was saying about her, the mom said, who admitted her emotions got the best of her. What really, really did it was when she was so upset about it, the daughter. She was crying. She wanted to hurt herself. And that, to me, as a parent, seeing my daughter like that, angered me. So, yeah, sadly, the mom was arrested on child abuse charge a few hours later after the boy's mother saw red marks on her son's neck and decided, you know what, we're going to press charges on this one. She only choked him out. Wow.
You know what? I'm just gonna do this.
The slow clap? You can't slow clap a mom choking a child.
She did what every other mom wants to do. Like those 5 and 6 year olds at the park who I don't know why they get so mean to other kids, but they like push kids down. You have sat back when Jack and Luke are at the park, when some other kid is rude to them.
Usually the chubby one.
You just sit there and you're like crying because you're so angry.
Yeah.
I'd be crying.
I have gotten pretty heated and upset when I see other kids pick on my kids.
But you can't pick a fight with the parent because that could actually turn into something.
Yeah, that could actually turn into something, one. And two, usually, my wife's really good about this. She runs a school, you know what I mean?
Right.
So she's like, hey, let them work it out. It's teaching them, you know, how to, you know, problem solve or whatever,
right.
You know. And so I'll sit there and I'll watch kids, you know, if kids are like being pushy or being rude or whatever. And Jack and Luke just take, and they're usually really cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cool, cool, cool. Until they get into a situation where this kid's trying to like harm them.
Yeah.
And then Jack and Luke will take care of the situation.
Nice.
I haven't intervened ever. but... Yeah, dude. Oh, 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in. A Florida mom arrested for choking out a 14-year-old bully. Basically, she was at the mall with her daughter. They saw this kid who'd been picking on her daughter on Facebook and said, enough is enough, and confronted the kid. Apparently, the kid used some expletives and got right back in the mom's face and was like, you can't make me stop. You can't. And so she wrapped her hands around his neck and choked him.
Do you feel like that is kind of a different deal, though? Because that is a boy, a stupid high school boy, saying awful things about your teenage daughter, who you're already afraid of.
Like, you're already like super protective of your daughter. This is my little girl. You don't talk about my little girl. And some dude on Facebook
is saying explicit things,
bringing her to tears. Here's what I would do but this is a dad. I'm a dad. You know what I mean? I would probably confront it a little differently, but oh yeah, the little boy man would have been talked to. That's for sure.
Yes.
So, Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
How are you this morning?
Oh, you know, talking about jerk bullies, so it's tough.
Yeah. So my son, who's now 31, he was in the local playground, and there was a bully there, and my son, you know, started defending himself and saying, you know, and fighting it out, and they were about the same age, and so the bully's mom came and said, what are you going to do about your son fighting my son? I'm like, your son is the bully. You know, let him fight it out. Let him figure it out themselves.
Yeah.
Good problem-solving skills. And then she took upon herself to start walloping my kid.
Oh, no, you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, wow.
And then she called the cops on my son and was like, wait. And the cops were like, well, how did he get these marks?
Right.
And we're like, she hit him. She hit our son. She hit our 6-year-old. I mean,
Wow.
And we wanted to let the kids just fight it out and figure it out themselves because that's what kids do.
Right.
You know, they're king of the mountain kind of thing. And she took it upon herself to start hitting our kids. Then the cops went, do you want to press charge? We're like, ah. You know, we didn't, but because we figured she learned her lesson. But, yeah. So we've been on both we've been on kind of both sides of that.
What sucks is it usually sounds like it's the parent. It starts with the parent.
Yeah.
Like the bully parents usually are actually the ones who are instigators and
are the bullies.
Yeah, so it's like you can't, it's not like back in the day where you could go talk to the parents and say, hey, let's work this out. Let's, you know, because 9 times out of 10, the parent's going to be a bully to you. And then you're like, oh, so that's where your jerk kid gets it from.
Yeah, they're totally influencing them.
So, right on, Becky. Thanks for the call.
All right.
If you're just joining us, a Florida mom was arrested for the way she reacted to a boy who was bullying her daughter on Facebook. She admits she lost it when she put her hands around the boy's neck in the middle of a mall while her daughter watched. Her and her daughter were shopping together, and they saw this this 14-year-old bully who I guess had been saying really nasty things about the daughter on Facebook. And she said, enough is enough, went to go confront him. And the kid decided to use some expletives and said he wasn't going to stop. And he didn't have to stop, and you can't make me stop.
You're
and she said,
mom.
Oh, yeah. And then she choked the kid out. I'm just saying that may not have been the best way. Like, maybe you grab him and you throw him over your knee and you start spanking him or something.
That would have been a different charge.
That would have been... Nicely done. Yep. True story. So, yeah. What do you think? 505-338-3700. It's tough, man, because now the mom's in jail. The mom was totally arrested, went to jail for, I believe, child negligence or whatever. Yeah. Child abuse charge.
Oh, okay. I was like, negligence.
Yeah. Child abuse charge a few hours later after the boy's mother saw red marks on the kid's neck and decided, you know what, we're going to press charges with this. So, yeah, the mom said she wouldn't comment on the child abuse charge pending against her, but they did try and contact authorities to end the bullying against their daughter before it went too far. She went to the school, she said, about a week before the incident. She went to the SRO, the school resource office, and they told the police, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do, and they said, sorry, nothing we can do about that. It's online, you know, but I don't know what you want us to do. So, bully was going to keep doing it. The school wasn't going to do anything about it. So the mom decided, I'm going to take care of this myself.
Into my own arms.
Yeah, dude. Truth. Yeah. Seriously. Literally.
Literally.
So, Static.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
Hey, man. I got a different side on the story here. I was actually a victim of something like that when I was back in high school. So I thought it might be a nice, little different point of view on the situation.
Yeah.
So, I was headed home from school. I was a Santa Fe school guy. I was headed home one day.
Oh, no.
Oh, your phone's turning you into R2-D2.
You forgot it.
Dang.
If
you're listening, call back. That's sad, because I'm sure it was going to be a good one. I was like, different perspective.
And now that you've realized we've hung up on you, if you're listening, call back.
Yeah. Wait, they hung up on me. I was trying to share my heart about bullying, and they hung up on me. See, we just bullied him on the phone.
I'm so sorry. We practically just choked you out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, mom arrested for choking out a 14-year-old bully. What do you think? 505-338-3700. We can also post that to Facebook, I guess.
Whatever.
You know. Static.
Yo, I'm back.
There you are.
I don't know what happened, but I don't know where we left off, but...
From Santa Fe Prep. That's the last we got.
Santa Fe High.
Santa Fe High.
All right. Now, so I'm going home, and this maintenance worker, just one of the groundskeepers for the school, he tries to run me off the road with his van.
Whoa!
So he, like, purposely veers off the road and tries to hit me head on. He hits me with his mirror. So I'm sitting there really ticked off. So I chuck a rock at the car. I don't hit the car. I continue on down the road. And next thing I know, this guy's driving the wrong way up the road. He chases me down, throws me up against the fence. Now I'm like 90 pounds at this point, and this guy is probably about 200. Throws me up against the fence, starts choking me out, and I got a buddy with me, and he doesn't do crap. He just freaks out. So anyways, needless to say, I've got, like, nails in my throat. I've got my shirt ripped off of me. I've got red marks. I got chain fence, like, cut into my back. So we get the cops involved, and they didn't do a thing. We got my parents over there. The cops didn't press charges, wouldn't let me press charges against the guy. and this guy got 3 weeks paid vacation.
Wow.
So a little bit different situation.
Yeah.
But I think it's just the fact that the scenario that goes on and happens is, you know, regardless of where, what, or who, it, you know, a lot of it's the authorities and their point of view and how they choose to handle situations. So.
It's interesting. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, guys. Take
All
care.
Right. I will say, you know, last year we were talking about a bully situation. My nephew was being bullied. I don't know if you remember this. My nephew was being bullied at his school. And we were talking about it on the air. His iPod was stolen, and the school refused to do anything about it. A police officer, an APD officer, was listening, and they took the situation into their own hands.
That is awesome.
Handled it, got the iPod back. You know, the crazy thing is the mom of the kid was actually listening to the radio and heard it. Yeah, it was a crazy story. But so there are times definitely where if it's taken to the, I wouldn't say proper channels, because you're supposed to be able to go to your school and say, hey, man, this is happening. How can you help me? If they don't do anything about it, the police officer even said, man, let us know, because, you know, we're supposed to be able to handle situations like that. It is our job to serve and protect. And if somebody's getting bullied, you know, you definitely want to make sure you're doing it the right way, not like this Florida mom. But at the same, this Florida mom, you know, she has a 13-year-old daughter. Her daughter's being bullied on Facebook.
She took it to school.
She took it to the school. The school didn't do anything, so she was at the mall with her daughter. They see this 14-year-old. She confronts him. He says, I'm not going to bleep and stop, blah, 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 expletive, expletive, expletive. And so she said, I lost it. I was so angry. She wrapped his hands around his throat and choked him. And now she's in jail, which sucks, for child abuse charge. So
that does suck.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do you think? Hello?
Dude, can you let me guys get to work?
Yeah.
Like, really, like, I'm stuck in front of a house. I can't get out of the truck because I'm very interested.
I'm sorry?
Hey, since it was a 14-year-old boy, I'm glad she choked him.
Really?
Yeah, if it was a girl, okay, that's different. Two girls going at it.
Right.
But since it was a boy, maybe calling her some names or something, and the mom was there, I'm glad she choked that little punk.
Are you a parent?
Yeah, obviously. This is Bull Boy from Bruce.
Oh, hey, sorry. You know, I'm not really good at the whole voice thing.
I have a son who's 13. He'll be 14 in August, and my daughter's 10. And, dude, like, really? Like, my son ever talked to a chick all crazy, like, dude, I would choke him out.
Okay, you know? That's exactly what I was about to ask. Your son is about the age of the bully, so what if your son was at the mall, he was acting like a jerk on Facebook, and the mom choked out your son?
You know what, I would be happy for her. I would give her a high five, and then I would smack him in the back of the head after.
You know what?
There it is.
I'd want to do the same.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, just because it was a boy. Like
a boy picking on a girl. Yeah.
That's like really weak, man. You know what I mean? So, all right, man, I got to get to work.
All right, Pooh Boy, get to work, man.
Bye.
Later. All right, later. Amazing.
Chivalry is not dead.
I hope not. So tell us your thoughts. Facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can also give us a call. Phone lines are open. We got to take a quick break. Just before the 7 o'clock hour, it's Steve-O and Mitch. Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip.
Kids, sink or swim. Right here on Static Radio, 7:06 now. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch with you.
Woo!
What were you going to point out? You say it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
It is Ken's lovely wife today. Today is his lovely wife. Today is his lovely wife.
Yeah, Tuesday. It's a derivative of Crystal.
Today is Ken's lovely wife's birthday.
Ah.
Crystal. Happy birthday, Crystal.
Happy birthday, Crystal. Posted it on Facebook. I like that.
So.
We saw them at the birthday bash this last Friday.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you missed the birthday bash, shame on you.
I was going to say, sucks for you.
Yeah, dude. You missed an incredible, incredible time.
I have to say, that was like the coolest, like, vibey concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, I was talking to our dear friend Thebes, actually.
From
the CA. Mm-hmm. That's California.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's California. Yeah. And I was asking him if California got it. Does California get it? Because for some reason, I'm thinking Albuquerque doesn't get it yet. And
I think we do.
See, things were catching on. Yeah, you're catching on. It was one of the coolest shows ever. I was just curious how it is that the Lobo Theater wasn't like people standing on top of people packed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
Cheap show.
It was.
Great show. Ridiculously tasty cake.
Oh, man.
It was good, right? I think I had like 3 pieces of cake. Oh, you didn't have any cake because you were sick.
I did not.
You feeling better?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay.
At the moment.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, that was tasty cake. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, if you missed a birthday bash, I'm sorry because you missed out on an incredible show. It was a great evening. It was an intimate evening with Micah Talks. Poema was
told some
fantastic.
Good. Oh, yeah.
And then Anchor and Braille
told some good jokes.
It was hilarious, yes. So it was a great show. Thanks to everybody who was a part of it. Now, speaking of shows, coming up this Friday, actually, it is our Battle of the Bands. Tickets are only $5. And our 6 finalists going to be competing head-to-head.
6 of them.
6 of them. And then Spoken doing a full show.
Yes.
So Spoken going to be judging, helping judge the competition. And then, yeah.
If you ever wondered about local music, this is it.
Yeah, dude, truth.
And there, and you guys didn't pick crappy bands, so.
Well, yeah, they didn't. We voted in some really good ones.
I'm
stoked for this Friday. $5 at the door, Lobo Theater, Spoken, and 6 local artists who are going to tear the roof off, hopefully.
Yes. Well, I hope not, because we need that roof.
That'd be cool. And then I want to do a real battle of the bands with, like, swords. You know?
Fencing?
Yeah. Yeah. Real battle of bands. To the death.
Oh, man.
So then we don't have to worry about
the Hunger Games.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Yeah, maybe not. So, hey, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a Florida mom who was arrested for choking out a 14-year-old bully. Yeah. Truth.
I know.
So here's a story. Her daughter, she's 13, and she's being bullied on Facebook by this kid. And so, took it to the school, said, "School, help us." And the school said, "Sorry, nothing we can do about it. It's on Facebook. So, take care of it." Well, okay, cool. So then she's at the mall a week later, sees the bully, walks up to talk to him, says, "Hey, stop bullying my daughter. Stop saying these things on Facebook." 14-year-old kid starts cussing at the mom.
"You're not my real mom."
Yeah, says, "I'm not going to stop. I don't have to stop. You can't make me stop." And so the mom choked him out. Yeah. Thinking probably not the best way to handle a bully. However,
I feel like we have two very distinct sides right now. People were calling
dude.
"Yeah, woo! Go mom!
Go mom!"
Everyone on Facebook is like, "Oh no, she didn't."
Yeah, what is wrong with this mom? So yeah, we want to know your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call, 505-338-3700. What are our Facebookers saying?
Amanda says that blinding mama bear instinct is so hard to tame. She said she had to struggle with hers a couple days ago, but it kind of got to be tamed in order to keep order in society and, well, stay out of jail.
That was an interesting sentence. Really was. But it's kind of got to be tamed in order to keep order. Yeah.
A lot of orders. Oh, come on. Patty says, "Not okay."
Not okay.
And then same with everyone else. I don't know what Angela said. I have to read it.
Well, isn't she being a bully herself? Yeah.
Yeah. She is. Yes.
Pretty much. She choked out a 14-year-old. However, dude, come on. This kid is being a jerk. He's making your daughter cry. She said to a point where her daughter didn't want to go to school.
And she was wanting to hurt herself.
Yeah, she was wanting to hurt herself. That's as far as the mom would say. And so it was very upsetting. She sees the bully. The bully starts cussing at the mom. And so, yeah, the mom went too far. Yeah.
I draw the line there. Like, kids disrespecting their parents drives me nuts. And what sucks is that I was that kid.
Yeah, me too.
I was wholeheartedly that kid. I didn't curse at my mom. That was, like, not allowed. See, in my house, not allowed.
I didn't either.
Oh, Okay.
I was a jerk kid.
See, no, I disrespected my mom in every other way possible. She told me to fold the clothes. No.
Oh, no.
My mom was super lenient with me already. I didn't ever get grounded. I didn't have a curfew. I could stay out. I didn't ever have
so
to come.
So that's
home.
What's wrong with you.
Shut up.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque commenting.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque commenting.
Hey, guys. I'd like to tell you guys about that thing. I actually heard it in the newspaper. You had it on the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason, I have a Facebook account too, and I saw something on the help page that says report. You know what I mean? I clicked it to see what it is, and it says, you know, you enter the person's username, and they put in a little box below what they're doing.
She could block him.
Yeah, you can block him, yeah. You just have to click their name.
Okay.
There's like a little gear on the side you click, and it says report block.
Yeah.
And once you report them, it goes straight to headquarters. And
then Mark deals with it.
And then Zuckerberg handles the sitch.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I just asked your buddy Michael about the Super Mario, and he told me all about it.
Right on, man.
He's awesome.
Very, very cool.
Very awesome friend there, and then I had to order.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mitch? How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
You guys excited to order from Sopo?
Yes. Thank you for getting us amped over this.
You guys are crazy, aren't you?
I think you're crazy, and I love every bit of it.
Thanks for calling, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
All right, later.
He's great.
Who's ready for Sopo? You ready to order Sopo?
Yes.
That's good, because we got to do traffic.
There are problems, and I should have refreshed the page before this happened.
Fail again.
Lots of construction everywhere.
Yeah.
Just everywhere. Last time I was on Montgomery, it looked awful. And that wasn't too long ago. So just careful when you're on Montgomery.
I like this. You're trying to scramble because the computer's not working. There you go. Radio. Good morning. 7:50 now. It is Tuesday, and it's a primary Tuesday.
Primary Tuesday.
Primary voting Tuesday or whatever. Go vote.
And go to cbq.gov for more information.
There you go. Good job, you.
Yeah, you know.
We are 10 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. We're going to have very special guest Andrew Schwab talking with us about the new record. We're also going to be talking about, a new single called Fall Goliath Fall. We'll be premiering it this morning and telling you how you can download it for free.
Apparently, it's epic.
It's really good.
I haven't heard it, but you have.
I felt cool because Spoken was here last week, and I'm like, yeah, we got... Andrew sent me the new single. Yeah, you guys want to hear it? Yeah, okay, let's check it out. Yeah, it's right here, so check it out.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and... Yeah.
Just go ahead and listen to it, because I have it on my phone because he sent it to me.
And by the way, you only talk like that around them.
I talk like that?
I really talk
like that? Hey, do I do the face too? So what's up, guys?
Wayne's World.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Steve O'Mitch hanging with you on your Tuesday morning, and I don't even know where we're going. We were talking about this For Florida Mom. We have a ton of comments on Facebook. Maybe we should probably get to some of those, huh?
Okay.
If you're just joining us, by the way, a Florida mom was arrested because she was at the mall with her 13-year-old daughter. They came across a boy who had been picking on the daughter on Facebook. And the mom said, oh, no, he didn't. And she went over to him and said, look, stop picking on my daughter. And he said, you don't bleep and tell me what to do, bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And told the mom he wasn't going to stop picking on the daughter and started saying nasty things about the daughter. So the mom... couldn't take anymore. She said she lost control and choked the kid out. Now she is in jail for child abuse.
And that happens.
And your thoughts are?
JD says, as a guy who grew up getting bullied from first grade through eighth grade, I'm not sure I'd want my mom to handle the situation. From my experience, it tends to make it worse in the long run because all it's going to do is piss the bully off more, and then he got it twice as bad, he said.
Yeah, that's true, actually. My mom intervened and helped one time. And it was probably the worst thing in the world.
You know what? That's where Pops comes in.
Yeah.
And that, I actually know someone who, like, they're a guy picking on a girl, or kind of not picking on, more stalking.
Yeah.
opposite. Yeah. But he was just like, dad came in and was like, you cut that out.
Right.
You stop that. Or like with the other dad, like you stop that.
Yeah.
And guess it's been good.
Yeah. Tell what? Oh, okay.
You can't hear me?
Well, maybe if she was actually like talking into the microphone.
Hey, you talk really far away too.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Mm. let's see. TJ says, also, we know plenty of kids that need to get a beat down. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I see too many parents, and let's be honest, moms get involved in their kids' life. I can tell countless stories I've either seen or heard where the parent, mom in parentheses, fight their kids' battles. So the kid walks around thinking they can do what they want without consequences. Very true.
Yeah.
Everyone loves to hate that kid. It does a disservice to them in the longer run.
Yeah.
And later on, TJ says, in other news, Florida seems to be the place to be.
Yeah, apparently. Hey, we had a Texas story today, though.
Oh, yeah.
A guy from Texas, he was building a shooting range for children.
But that's so Texas.
That is so Texas. And it totally works out. I'd take my 8-year-old there.
Yeah,
I think I would.
I'd have to go there.
My wife wouldn't kill me first.
Would she?
I don't know. She's not a fan. You know what I mean?
I don't know guns. How to shoot guns, honestly.
See, this is why it's important that you go to like a shooting range and learn how, so that you have proper instruction on how to take care of a gun.
I wouldn't feel comfortable taking my 8-year-old if I had one.
Yeah.
There if I didn't even know how to shoot myself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm a gun owner. You know what I mean?
Right. So. I'm not.
Yeah.
See, the most gun practice I've ever had is when I was little.
Halo 3.
No.
Oh.
When I was little, I lived in the mountains, the real mountains.
Right.
We'd build forts and we all had BB guns and we'd just go around shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I lived up in Four Hills and that was the same thing. We would go out in the mountains and pellet guns and BB guns and you'd shoot each other. And I'm so glad I still have two eyes.
I have two eyes.
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I am so thankful.
And I don't have any scars from BBs hitting me, but no. I know it happened.
And we're not condoning that in any way,
don't
shape, or form.
Do that. Yeah. I don't know what my parents were thinking, Mom.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. So,
maybe,
anyways.
Hopefully she knew about it, because I just assumed she did.
Yeah, and if she didn't, she does now.
Yeah,
whoopsies. So, it's just before 8 o'clock now. We got to take a quick break. On the other side, New Music Tuesday. Going to be talking with Andrew Schwab from Project 86. Steve-O and Mitch, stick around.
During World War II, while the Nazis were on static.
You know, 801.
You know what's good about this song is
everything.
You can put it to any kind of. You can film anything. You can film your dog eating like breakfast, and it's going to make it so much cooler.
It's
going to
make it pretty epic.
Exactly.
Oh, what is up with your microphone?
Come on.
Exercise those buttons. Exercise.
It's like Richard Simmons. No. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, now I sound weird to me.
Why do you sound weird?
Is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you sound way better.
I told you. Gosh, I'm sorry, Will. I'm so sorry about this.
You're ruining everything. Oh. Well.
Tell a joke.
I feel like I just heard a joke the other day, but I can't remember what it was. Okay, so there's a giraffe and a hippo, and they're hanging out.
Okay.
And the hippo's like, why do you have such a long neck? And the giraffe is like, don't be hating, you're fat. And that's like...
That's your joke?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I just made it up, okay?
That was awful.
Well, this is why I'm not the joke director. I'm the music director.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, nope. Sorry, I'm
going
back to this one.
No, go over there.
Yep.
Keep trying.
Okay.
Like,
you told me not to talk, and now I have to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I like this on-air problem, troubleshooting.
This happens at least, like, once a month.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's because we need a new microphone.
So,
we need a new
donate now at mystaticradio.com, the big donate button right there.
Yeah.
We definitely would like to get a new microphone, apparently.
If you don't want to sit through the jibba jab.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's dying. It's
dying. I don't know what to talk about now.
Yeah, your microphone is awful.
No!
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay. Is this good?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but no. We'll see.
You could smack it around a little.
Yeah, you could try. Do that.
Okay.
Smack it up.
Okay. can't do this anymore.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Wow.
Oh,
that was awful.
That took 4 minutes.
Really?
I don't know. Something like that.
It is New Music Tuesday, and this morning we are going to be doing something awesome with Project 86, but that's not until later in the hour. Billiam, our music director, with us, as always, every single Tuesday.
Well, howdy.
Bringing us the delicious yummies and the crap.
Hey, yeah. I'm well-rounded.
Yeah. Can I just say how angry I am at you because your hair is awesome?
Okay.
He has like World War II fighter pilot hair, and it makes me so mad.
You got the whole thing shaved off.
I know.
And when he walked out of the studio, I was like, so you basically just got a really awesome haircut for free.
Yeah, he really did. He really did.
That's because I know how to find the loopholes.
Yeah. You seriously look like a World War II fighter pilot, and it's the coolest thing in the universe.
You didn't have a fighter jacket
on. That's cool.
You really do. Like mustache, like the over hair thing.
I need
like
some leather goggles.
Yeah.
I will be set.
Except now, because of steampunk, they're going to be like $75.
Yeah. I don't know about this whole steampunk thing. It's cool.
No.
But it's so expensive. What
would be the proper definition of steampunk? Like, how would you describe someone who looks steampunk?
I have no idea.
Futuristically old school.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's like clockwork. It's like almost like the Golden Compass movie, how everything was like, it was set in the future, but it was like technology has advanced through steam.
Through steam?
Well, that's why it's steampunk, because it's steam, like steam engines, clockwork, those gears and stuff like that.
But the way you dress is like, everything is made a lot nicer, and it fits perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing.
I don't know, have anything that fits me perfectly.
Yeah.
Those pants do.
It's because he drew them on his body.
They're more so.
Those actually aren't pants. That's called paint.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, it's good. I paint myself up at the beginning of the week and it lasts the whole time. As long as I don't go swimming or take a shower.
Or take a shower. Yeah. That's disgusting. By Friday, that's why we don't hang out. That's why it's New Music Tuesday, because it's still the beginning of the week and it doesn't smell as bad.
And I have to shave my legs a lot too, so they don't like grow out through the paint.
Stop.
It is New Music Tuesday, where we premiere all the new music, and we have a lot to get to this morning. In fact, this is your chance to vote on the music we play at Static Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do so right now, actually. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday time, and we're going to, what do you think, Edward Sharp?
Sure, let's kick it off with something that'll probably be good for everybody.
All right, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, they have a brand new record. I actually saw it at a place that has the best buys. They had a huge, like, stand. You know what I mean? I was like, what?
That's because they've
got... Super Fresh Indie Band has
a... Super Fresh Indie Band's gone commercial, I think. Because I saw them on a... I believe it was Leno.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
He does Edward, a bunch of bad jokes.
Edward was doing his weird, like, dressed up like some kind of strange...
Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka kind of, like, white flowing garbs.
Yeah.
And he was just running around and freaking out the audience.
Yeah.
It was good.
Is that music or is that just a show?
That's both.
Yeah. Okay.
You kind of want to be entertained, right? It's entertainment.
I
don't know. Okay. Let us know what you think. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zero, song's called That's What's Up, which is how you have to say it every time.
That's a lot of... What is it? Conjunctions?
What? Conjunction, junction?
That's,
what's my phone?
Apostrophes?
Apostrophes?
That's... What's up?
That's what is up.
That's two.
That is what is up.
Yeah, that's two. Two out of three words are conjunctions.
That's a lot.
What's up.
It's over half.
And that's what's up.
Just play the song.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. That's what's up. Static Radio. That's what's up.
That is.
Yeah. That's what's up right there.
I'm cool enough to
right
like it.
Right there. You dig it?
I really do.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. What do you think? Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Magnetic
right
Zeros.
Right there. Wow, that's hard to say. That's what's up. And what's up on Facebook?
Phoebe says he's not cool enough to like it. Bury it. Please stop. No, just no. No, thank you. I dig
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Got a few of... I dig it. I feel like I'm a character in Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou right now. And then Jason says, it's so old-timey. I think I kind of like it. Maybe.
And there it is.
Well.
All right.
Yeah.
Edward Sharp of the Magnetic Zeros. It's New Music Tuesday, where you get to help us decide some of the new music we play. And with us in studio, our music director, Billiam, hanging out, bringing the jams.
Oh, hey.
What you got next for us, home dog?
Well, I mean, we could go the local route, or we could go with the remix route from Kaikai.
Kaikai threw down a remix?
Kaikai, they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't. Wherever you want to go, I'm down for either.
Left or right.
What do you think, Mitch? Local or remix? We're going to hear them both, so does it really...
Let's just do a remix.
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 All right. So, New Music Tuesday, we've got some Kaikai now. So, they have a remix album, huh?
Yeah, they've got that album.
Do they have enough albums to remix?
they've only got, really, the one full length.
And they remixed it.
Well, not all of it, just a few of the songs. And they had sent out to different people to do, like, different mixes, too.
That's cool.
And... they added
stuff. That's what's up.
I don't know. It kind of...
that is what is up.
That's what's up.
It
right
kind of gave me an Imogene Heap... spark.
Okay. You just set the bar really high for Mitch, because she's a crazy fan.
I love Imogene, so...
Okay. You even say it properly.
I touched her shoulder
Imogene.
Once.
Imogene. You did? Were you trying to attack her like Hayley Williams?
No.
Is this like the Morrissey story for Steven?
No. But I couldn't... We were in the crowd, and I was next to my wife, and she walked by, and I went... Hey.
Oh, no, it did not. And she probably did not even respond.
Oh, no, because she was singing. Oh. She came out from the back of the crowd and
like
walked through
Foreman
the crowd.
Thing.
And yeah, okay. Walked through the crowd singing. That was how she started the show, though.
Oh,
she
so
was
good.
In the sound booth area and then all of a sudden like kind of appeared.
Right, the portal.
Yeah.
So cool.
Was good.
Portal.
Anyways, Kaikai.
Yeah.
Song's called Knowing This. Remix album.
Yes.
Remix EP.
And you gotta say, like, I'm not typically a huge fan of remix albums.
Okay.
Ever.
Ever?
No.
But Toby Mac has so many.
Shut up. No. That will not be featured.
All right, Kaikai, song's called Knowing This. Get your Digger Barry on at Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Help us decide the new jams. Dig it or bury it. Right now, remix of Kaikai, song called Knowing This. Static Radio. Kaikai, Knowing This. Static Radio. Good morning. Wow. I love people's comments about our songs. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Kaikai from a remix EP, I guess. Mm-hmm. Song called Knowing This.
The Young Love
The remix. Young Love Remix.
Yeah.
Nice.
This song goes
What
well.
Are people saying?
Well, now that I refreshed.
Now that you refreshed.
Let me go ahead and see. Update.
Fresh. So fresh.
Exciting. Lots of digs. Ava loves it.
Okay.
Shane's
little Ava.
Yes. Thieves,
yep.
Judy, Mom, where are my glow sticks? I need them. apparently he wants us to bury that one.
Wow.
Yep. More like lots of digs.
Cool.
More like ca-ca.
Oh. Boo. That was weak. On a scale of 1 to 10 of funny. Actually, that one's pretty decent.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of digs. A
lot of digs on that one. So
it's interesting. The glow stick song gets more digs than the like indie rock song,
right?
I don't know. I don't know how to judge our listeners anymore. I'm completely lost.
Yeah,
I don't really get it either. I haven't figured it out.
I loved it.
Me too.
I really did. That was a great track. If I had to choose, if there were two hanging over the ledge and I was holding on to both of them, and I had to let one go so I could grab both with both hands, Edward would be plummeting to his doom.
Edward fall
over. Yes, I would let Edward fall over Kaikai. Dang. Sorry. If I had to choose one, this was Highlander, and somebody had to get their head cut off.
Oh, come on.
You know,
let them both fall.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
More equal likes. Rights.
Lots more likes.
Lots of likes on that one.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. We got a local submission.
local.
We do New Music Tuesday.
And this is a not only for New Music Tuesday, but this is like a going to be played on Shockwave kind of local.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I like that.
It's I had to forewarn you.
Okay.
Oh, that definitely tells me.
That means that he's going to be screaming at us.
Means I better go ahead and take off my headphones.
It's going to be great. What are you talking about? I'm excited.
Be loud. I'm afraid.
I'm ready for it. Okay, ready? Scars Above Our Hearts is the band.
I don't exactly know how to say the song title.
Sola Gratia.
Gracia.
Sola Gratia.
I don't know if that's a T or if it's like a shh. Gracia.
Gracia.
Gratia.
I have no idea.
Gratia. Let's say that. Sola Gratia. Gratia.
Dude.
Gratia. That's probably a typo and they didn't even like mean
like,
to send
no.
it to that.
Scars Above Our Hearts.
It's Garcia.
Sol Garcia.
Sola Garcia. Scars Above Our Hearts. And it is New Music Tuesday. If you would like to get your vote on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And it works out because today is actually a primary election day. So vote on Facebook and then actually get out and go vote.
Because
it's in the air.
Yeah. People need to vote today. So Scars Above Our Hearts is the band. Tell us what you think.
Local.
Yeah. Dig it or bury it. Static Radio.
Locals rule. Locals rule on Static Radio. Got a band? Want some airplay? Submit now under the Locals Rule section at mystaticradio.com.
Yep. Wow. That was Scars Above Our Hearts. Good morning.
That's such a hardcore name.
It is.
Yeah.
Scars Above My Hearts.
New Music Tuesday.
That was a local band.
Steve O. Mitch in the morning.
Hello.
Billiam, our music director to our left.
Boy, howdy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Any,
that was intense.
Anything? Well, of course, it's
like
hardcore.
Camping.
Hardcore!
Uh-huh, like camping.
Or the decimal system. Because it's intense.
Really?
It's intense.
Yeah.
Intense.
See, I have funnies.
No, it's intense.
That's amazing.
Wow, I've never heard that, really.
Oh, wow.
That was good. Good one.
It's like something my 8-year-old would say. Jack has those jokes. I'm serious. This last week he goes, "Hey, Dad, what's the opposite of a blow dryer?"
What?
I said, I don't know, son, what? And he's like, "I don't know, but it probably sucks." And I died.
Where would he learn that joke?
Dude, that's my 8-year-old.
I need to hang out with his friends.
Yeah.
Me too.
Right?
They're all,
yeah. Yeah.
All
except
great.
You may actually go to jail for doing that. So I wouldn't recommend
that. I'll bring my van. There's plenty of room for activities.
Stop it. He's eating. He's going to spit all of that out.
I'm good.
Oh, back to the song. What do people say about the song?
A lot of people liked it.
Really?
Awesome, yeah, very awesome at it. Well, Bill says, meh.
Yeah.
TJ, on the other hand, should I read his out?
Yes, please.
Every hardcore song sounds the same to me, and they all sound like my colon imploding. Ew. That's disgusting.
Some people don't like hardcore.
First of all, TJ, I'm sorry that you know what that sounds
apparently
like.
Apparently, yeah. He doesn't like anything because so far this morning he's made fun of the Glow Sticks song.
He's on a roll this morning.
He's made fun of the hardcore.
It's because we haven't played his band yet. So
7 Day Slumber? No? Too soon?
Let's see. This song is great. Dig it. Just like coffee, and I like coffee, so dig.
What? Just like coffee? What? I don't get that.
Maybe because it's loud
like
and awakening.
Song.
Ah!
Coffee is
it
like
gets
the
you
first
up.
Song we played.
It wakes you up in the morning? Gets you going in the morning?
That would just scare me. That's heart attack.
Rattle you directly out of bed.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe, I don't know.
It was, he's gonna be playing it on Shockwave, so.
Yeah. It is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Mitch with you, and of course, Billiam, our music director, like every Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Hanging out and rocking the jammy jams. In fact, speaking of jams, a brand new premiere.
Go ahead and read that one.
Premiere of brand new P86 single. Is that for the hardcore?
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife says, "Don't yell at me in the morning." Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I like to wake up to stuff like that. Like, I get going to, like, Oh Sleeper and, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah. I really do.
I turn on, like, The Killers or something. If
really?
Yeah, I love
You're like, I just want to wake up right now, so I'm going to put on Enya.
No.
Dude, you're out.
The Killers is you have not to, like Enya.
The point of, like, having music in the morning is to, like, wake. It's like a shot in the arm. Like, oh, cool, I'm awake.
Yeah, no. I can't even wake up to music. I have to just wake up to harsh sounds from my phone.
It's like the old like modem sound. Yeah.
Welcome.
You've got mail. Yep, there it is. So, Andrew Schwab joining us in mere moments,
Yes.
Actually. We're going to be premiering a brand new Project 86 single.
Now,
and we're going to be telling you how you can score this song for free.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool.
Only through us.
Exactly. World premiere on Static Radio. You guys are probably wondering why I took my headphones off. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to talk amongst yourselves because I have to go do something.
No.
Okay.
What? I'm in. Go.
All right.
Okay.
All right, co-host.
Oh, gosh.
Co-host Meech.
Gone. Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We've got a lot of people who like that song. Like, seriously, that's the most comments that we've had on a song. And they, like, maybe like two people are like, no, thank you.
See, you have to wonder if it's because everyone really does like that song, or that band has a lot of friends who is listening right now because they're the local band.
Man, you are smart.
That's why I'm in college.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
I haven't graduated.
Yeah,
it's twice the size of Monopoly money. That's why I never lose them.
Exactly.
Color coded too.
Oh my
Where's gosh. My purple $5 bills? Here they are.
Wow, you know that stuff. Are you okay?
Yeah.
He's
no, you guys go ahead. Keep talking.
I put that stuff into Coke machines. That stuff works.
Monopoly
what?
Money?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, when I was little.
I went to the you know, the big change machines where you can dump all your change in and it gives you cash.
Yeah.
And I had this huge bucket of change that I've been collecting over the years. I dropped all in and it kept spitting these things out. I'm like, why are you spitting out my change? And then I realized somehow I've acquired a handful of euro cents. And the machine did not want to cash them for me.
Yeah. Dude.
That's funny.
So now I have about enough to buy a candy bar if I ever go to Canada.
You're good.
Dude, yeah. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam with you. Are we supposed to call him or is he calling us?
He's supposed to call us, but it was like a week ago and it was his secretary or whatever that arranged it. And
yeah,
we all know we can't trust secretaries.
This is true. That's Mitch. Why we have to fire them and then rehire them as co-hosts for morning shows.
Mm-hmm.
So Summer Green just texted in and said, why are you screaming at me this early in the morning?
See?
No, why?
Exactly.
Why? So,
well, he's your bro, right? You can just call him.
I'm probably going to call him. And by probably, I mean, I'm going to call him right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be like, hey, remember that interview that we were going to do? We're going to do that right now. So let's call Andrew Schwab. Andrew from Project 86.
How much you want to bet he's asleep?
Well, it is an hour earlier if he's still at home.
I mean,
and
it's
therefore,
7:30. What band member wakes up at 7:30 in the morning?
He wakes up earlier than that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he's an early morning indeed.
Dang.
So, premiering a brand new Project 86 single this morning. And not only that, we're going to give you details on how you can score that for free. So keep it locked to our Facebook. Hey, man!
Hey, I was just calling you, but did I call the wrong number?
I don't know. I called you. Were you calling
like
me?
That.
You're calling. Yeah, I was like, dude,
what
I don't.
Number did you call?
I don't mess around. We ain't got time to mess around.
I called the 344-9146.
Oh, you called the front desk number.
They are not there.
They're not there right now. No wonder.
That's the wrong number.
No, I mean it's the right number if you want to talk to our front desk receptionist. But
okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking not so much. So, what's up, Andrew Schwab from Project 86? You're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Dude, it is going. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm up bright and early here. I'm an hour ahead of you guys. So
Yeah, so it's like early. We were just talking about what rock star actually wakes up this early in the morning. And I said, no, he's up. He gets up at like 5. Dude is crazy.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. I'm working on a new book right now.
Yeah.
I'm working on a new book. That was my other line hanging up on you.
Oh, sweet.
I'm working on a new book right now, and the best time to write, honestly, is early morning.
When you're still loopy?
Well, that's when you have the most clear thoughts, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this, because usually in the morning I'm still like, wait, did I just jump from a helicopter onto a building and like snowboard off of it? That was the best dream I've ever had in my life. And so no, I'm usually like half asleep.
No, you just have to get used to going to bed a little earlier.
I go to bed pretty early. I don't know. I'd like to think I'm probably, you know.
Nine-ish?
Nine-ish? Yeah, that's early. But that's, yeah. I can't stay up late. I got a morning show to do.
I was so excited.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true.
Yeah.
That's what it changes things.
Dude, so book due out in August.
Yeah, God willing, man. I'm up early every day.
Right on.
Anybody out there is ever wondering what I'm doing at about 6, 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
that's it. Every day I'm writing.
Dude.
So, but it's coming along great, and I understand you guys are debuting our new song today.
World premiere, right?
Yeah.
Fall Goliath Fall. This is like the first time world premiere of this jammy jam. And not only that, we're also going to let people in on how to download the song for free, which is something that is absolutely ginormous.
Yeah, we've never done something like this, to be honest.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to trade off, giving this song to people.
Yeah.
Create some deep
Did I lose my friend?
Hello?
Are you there?
Oh, there you are.
There he is.
I'm here.
I lost you for a second. I got really sad. Really sad.
I am on AT&T.
Yeah.
If I lose you, we'll...
Okay, dude, so it sounds like AT&T is just as awesome in California as it is in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Populated areas.
Dude. Yeah. Which is incredible. All right, brand new Project 86 single. It's called Fall Goliath Fall. Let's rap about this. Let's premiere it, and then we'll come back and we'll tell people how they can get it for free.
Fall Goliath Fall is our new song.
All right, here it is. Fall Goliath Fall, Project 86, brand new jam. Static Radio and Andrew Schwab, world premiere. Project 86, song called Fall Goliath Fall. Static Radio, good morning. World premiere. Brand new Project 86. The song is Fall Goliath Fall. And if you would like to get a copy of that there jam before anyone else in the universe, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I posted the details there.
Whoa.
On, how you can score it absolutely for free, courtesy of Project 86 and our dear friend Andrew Schwab. Dude, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man, and thank you for playing the song. We'd love to hear what you guys who are listening thought of that.
So, yeah.
You can hop on our Facebook page or our Twitter. It's just facebook.com/project86, twitter.com/project86band. Follow us. Let us know what you think of the jam.
Dude.
The album coming. It's called Wait for the Sirens, coming August 21st.
August 21st. I'm so amped. Just the artwork alone, we're talking off air, the artwork is epic.
So cool.
I love it.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, dude. So, new record, August 21st, and totally different. I mean, this is you, man, putting this out, and I'm stoked because it sounds absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, as most of you know, or hopefully most of you know, we did a Kickstarter campaign for this record, and able to raise a good chunk of change, just due to the loyalty of the fans and, you know, you guys, or anyone who's part of that, and also the people who support us, will be a part of making this thing successful, you know. So, you know, as a little thank you to all of our fans, you know, we wanted to make the song available for free for download for a very limited time. So, just hit up the My Static Radio Facebook page for more details.
Yeah, there it is. Dude, thank you so much for allowing Static Radio to be a part of this, because, I mean, this is something different, something you guys have never done, and to be able to be a part of not only the new Project 86 project, but, you know, helping to get the new song out there, and wow, crazy. We were talking about this off the air as well. I mean, you are literally giving away the first single of your new record, and that's not something that a lot of bands do, because that is money that is leaving your hands because you're giving to the fans for free, which is absolutely awesome, but a little scary, right?
You know, it's a small price to pay, you know, or a small token of appreciation for people that have loyal to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea in mind is that, you know, we scratch you back, your back, you scratch ours. You know?
Right. And
we want our fans to know that they're appreciated. Anyone who supports our band to know they're appreciated. And in return, we want your souls.
Did I see this on Crossroads with Britney Spears?
Amazing. Dude, so, I mean, I'll tell you what. If the record sounds anything like Fall Goliath Fall, giving it away for free only goes, hey, this song is incredible, and when the record comes out, I want all other songs that sound like this because it's amazing. So, I can't wait to hear it, dude. I can't. It's going to be great.
Yeah, really happy with the way the record turned out. I think it's really strong, and there's a lot of great songs that people will love. And, you know, yeah, we're just thankful for all of our fans and for the Kickstarter campaign, and, you know, for everyone who supports the music. We just want as many people to hear it as possible. And that's the bottom line.
Dude, we got a lot of comments already on our Facebook page about the new track. People saying, dig it. We do a thing called dig it or bury it. We got people saying, dig it. Not only that, JD just said, maybe my favorite track from Project 86, next to Stein's theme. Awesome, dig it. My arm is hurting because I'm digging this too much. Love it. So, yeah, people are digging it. I dig it. So, dude, Andrew, thank you so much for letting Static Radio be a part of this. Of course, if you're listening, brand new Project 86 song available to you, the listener, for free. All the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can just go directly to our website, mystaticradio.com. It is there. It is available. And, man, new record, new book coming out at the end of the summer in August. And, rumor has it P86 going to be making their way through Albuquerque, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we will be coming through very soon.
I may or may not have talked to Joey yesterday, so I may or may not know things I'm not supposed to talk about, but I still have to tease it because I got really excited all over again. So, yeah.
We will be coming through soon, Albuquerque. Stay tuned for details.
Absolutely. And as soon as it's official, you have to come back on the show so we can talk about it.
Sounds good to me, man.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for taking early morning time away from writing your new book to talk to us about the new single, and for, man, giving it to the Static listeners for free and P86 listeners all over the world for free. That's pretty rad. So,
thanks again, guys.
Yeah, man. All right. Coming right back. We got more New Music Tuesday we still have to get to, right?
Yeah.
So
we can keep rocking it this whole hour.
Yeah, we will keep doing that. Big, huge thanks to Project 86 and Andrew Schwab for joining us this morning. And, of course, dude, new single. You want it for free. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, for all the details.
The only place you can get
it. Yeah, the only place to get it right now. So I'm very, very excited.
Tell all your friends.
Yeah, coming right back. More New Music Tuesday with Billiam, our dear music director. I'm Steve-O. To my right is Mitch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good morning. 8:52 now in the AM. It is Tuesday. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Woo. Yay.
Bam, banner down.
That's right. And to my left, Billiam, our beautiful music director.
Beautiful.
He looks like a World War II pilot, which is great because Project 86's new record, actually all the album art is like propaganda, World War II, like
He looks like he should be in that picture.
I know.
Is there anything more you'd like to tell me? Because ever since I got this haircut, you've just been slipping in all these flattering comments.
I love your hair, bro. Maybe it's just because I'm mad that I shaved my head and you didn't. And it looks, that looks really
you
good.
Like it.
Well, you just...
I do, actually.
You're just jealous you didn't think of this first.
I know.
How did this happen? Because I'm pretty sure people paid for you to shave your head.
Yeah, he did. Shave my head, shave my whole head.
Yeah.
Shave my head.
He shaved a lot.
Three-fourths of my head is shaved.
This is true.
Oh, man.
There are no rules broken.
I gave the final...
Okay,
so if anybody gets mad, they can blame me. That was totally my fault.
Were you mad when you realized you didn't have to shave your whole head?
No, I did. I said I would. You know, I said I'd shave my whole head. And the funny thing is people were still mad. Like, that's not shaved. You're supposed to, like, take a razor to it. And I'm like, no. I'm not going to shave. I'm not going to. No. No, I took clippers to it, and I am bald. Thank you. No. No, I am not. Hey, if you're just joining us and you missed Andrew Schwab on the show, first of all, dude, seriously, bro?
Wrong.
Weak, bro. However,
lucky for you,
premiered a brand new Project 86 single. 80, their new 80 song.
Project 80 sucks.
A Project 80 song. Project 80 single. Yeah. Mm. Project 86 has a new track. Fall Goliath Fall off their new record, which comes out in August. And dude, if you want it now for free, I'm telling you, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is the only place to get the brand new P86 single. And yes, you're welcome. Actually, thanks to Project 86 and Andrew Schwab for being so amazing and helping us with this and getting to be a part of this. This is pretty fun.
That's
so,
what you call an investment for
that's
them.
Right. That's right. So anyways, we are back to New Music Tuesday. And we got one more for you, right? Is this it?
Yeah, we could throw this on. I stumbled across it a few days ago. Figured maybe someone would like it.
All right. It's called Sauce of Me.
So Save Me. But they're one of those clever...
But it's all one word.
That's how they do it on the album.
Sauce of Me.
So I figured I should just make it proper.
Sasavami.
I capitalized the beginning of each word so you could distinguish.
Sasavami. This is Sasavami.
Sasavami.
Gentle Slope is the name of the song. Sasavami is the band.
It's really all one word?
It's really all one word.
Why?
So Save Me. Because they're being clever.
That's okay. What bands do now.
That's apparently what they do. Can I bury it just because I don't like the way that they've spelled the song?
That could be your personal opinion. Yeah.
Okay. But here it is. Brand new music. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And while you're there, might as well download the brand new Project 86 single for free. Yeah, details there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. So Save Me, Gentle Slope, right here on New Music Tuesday. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam, good morning. What do you guys think?
Hi.
The lyrics made me sad.
The lyrics were very, like, I don't know.
It was like, don't
real,
do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know that story. I don't like that story. The story sucks. So
it's like kerosene fanning the flames.
Did you just basically go through the words?
That was the beginning of the chorus.
Yeah. Of Monsters and Men, what is this? We just got a request.
This was actually suggested by a listener as a new culture shock.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to have to do that. Of course, so close to the 9 o'clock hour, I have to actually take care of this stupid thing. But So, New Music Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the whole hour. Wow. And by pretty much, I mean the whole hour.
And minus the 4 minutes you were crawling around underneath the counter when it started.
That's true. This is true.
But
if you missed Andrew Schwab on the show this morning, brand new Project 86 single. In fact, if you would like to download said single, get to our Facebook page for the details, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And free Project 86 song. Brand new single, giving it away for free exclusively through Static Radio, which is pretty rad.
Cause
very cool.
I like that.
Because Andrew Schwab is cool, and he's friends with Static Radio.
That's right.
And so he gave it to us.
So pretty excited about that. So just before 9 now, which means we got to take a minor break. But coming right back, Pastor Scott Tom going to be joining us, and a culture shock, I guess, right after this. Who is this? Of Monsters and Men.
Mm-hmm.
A culture shock, they courtesy of a listener.
They got a little bit of everything in their music.
I like it. Maybe. We'll see. Billiam, as always.
You will.
Thank you for New Music Tuesday.
Dude,
some good stuff.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It was good.
Right back of Monsters and Men. We've got A Day to Remember. We've got some Blink. Wow, we've got a lot of culture shocks in this hour, apparently. Oops. Which is okay with me.
Blink.
And we have Pastor Scott Tom. That's on the way next. Static Radio.
Static Radio is KLY.
The Echoing Green. Song called King Planet right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. It is 9:09 now. Tuesday. This week is flying by.
It is. Well, it's not really. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, I know, but to me, Tuesday morning almost over. And joining us in studio, to our right, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. Cross Christian Fellowship. That's really hard to say.
I just sunk a putt.
That's right.
Watch out, Tiger.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Everybody, golf clap.
I'm going to have to come up with a better sound effect than that.
That one's been ruined.
Because you're right. That one's been ruined. Oh. Yeah, so welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the show. So, yeah.
So what's up, man?
You know, chilling, hanging out, stuff. Not much. Gearing up.
You didn't have your caffeine this morning, did you?
I did. I did too early, maybe, because it's like already been 3 hours. I also had some yogurt and raspberries, and that just, you know, put a nice little...
He's being healthy.
I'm being healthy, but apparently, it's not good for energy.
He's also being unhealthy. Lactose intolerance.
Yes.
Not good.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we're in an enclosed room.
Yeah. Right.
I've promised the lady to my right that I would be a good steward of my body.
And I've promised that if he were to let loose in the studio, that I would kick him so hard.
So,
oh, dear God.
Yeah.
You're closest to the door, so
I know.
My life depends upon you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, welcome to the show. And before we go any further, I want to remind people a purity conference. Coming up for the ladies. When is that going down?
That's going down like in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be at Cross Christian Fellowship Saturday the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 4 to 8 for girls 13 years old and up.
There you go.
And so it's about not just like scaring you, don't, you know, be pure. It's going to be it's called a divine romance. And it's put on by my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And just about having that love relationship with the Lord and being fulfilled in the Lord.
Right.
And so they've got some neat plans, including you. You're going to be there to answer questions from the girls. They're going to have some of the guys from around the area so that they can get a guy's perspective on that whole subject.
Here's what's scary is that it's not pre-planned. There's no script.
No, there's no script.
So I'm going to be vulnerable at a women's purity conference.
Do they get to write down questions and like submit it into a box that he has to pull from? Or
I don't know. I think I'm not planning it, so I don't know. My girls are, but they were going to put them behind, you know, this curtain, put a light behind them so you just see their outline, but I don't think they're doing that.
Yeah,
now.
That's okay. I don't mind. I'm like, eh.
You're like, eh.
Eh. I'm sure people don't see me now and can tell. Like, I'll be at a grocery store somewhere and be like, hey, are you Steve-O? Because my voice. And it's like, hey.
Hey, I got that too.
Who?
That's weird.
I'm just kidding.
Really?
It is really weird.
I was paying for things, you know, like, hey, are you the radio guy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, radio? Oh, yeah, on Saturday morning? No.
Yeah. I'm like, I have my own show on Saturday mornings. No, that's not it.
That's not it. Oh,
no,
okay.
That's not it. No.
That's not. No. So.
So, yeah, it's weird.
Just a voice.
It is weird.
But then at the same time, when callers call in, I can pretty much tell you who it is right away.
See,
so.
I'm not there yet.
And you'll get there.
Then they'll say, you're not at all what I pictured you like.
I hear that all the time.
And you respond with, thank you.
Yeah, that's always it. That's always it. What was I supposed to look like? And the what sucks for me is usually it's like blonde-haired, blue-eyed surfer guy, like dreamy surfer-looking dude.
Oh, man.
And I'm very much so not that. So I'm
not
like,
surfer dude.
Oh, cool. Just, that's cool.
Thanks.
So, anyways, we're talking about Pastor Scott Tom's Purity Conference coming up. Well, your mm-hmm. daughter's Purity Conference that's mm-hmm. going up at your church, Cross Christian Fellowship, going down in July. Details at crossfellowship.org, I'm sure.
Yep, you can sign up now.
Okay, cool. Sign up now. And it's actually something that's been in the news recently. Did you hear about Lolo Jones? She's an Olympian. I'm just going to read you the story.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay, well, with an interview with HBO's Real Sports, Olympic silver medalist Lolo Jones said, saving herself for marriage has actually been harder than training for the past two summer games. And so she was talking about how she's still a virgin. She wants to save it for marriage and how it's been probably the most difficult challenge of her life. Well, she said that, and the media got a hold of it and are trashing her. Yeah, that's great that you want to try and do that, but don't push your values on other people. And really, that's difficult. That's not a big deal. And should we really be celebrating this? And people coming out of the woodwork basically to go out of their way to trash this girl who said she wanted to save herself. And that's what we're up against right now. You know what I mean? So... yeah, she said she's 29 years old. She's an American hurdling star. She recently revealed on Twitter that she's still a virgin. And she told HBO that it has been a difficult road. And so, yeah, she said more difficult than training for the Olympics. But like I said, what was sad was the fact that immediately after that, people came out against it to say, that's not that big a deal. I mean, let's be honest.
Didn't they just prove how difficult it is?
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
When they trashed her, talking about that you know, here. Oh, you know, you can't be that way. Don't push your values on us, man.
Yeah,
you know, and you're like, well, isn't that exactly what you're doing?
Right.
Aren't you, if you're telling me to shut up, aren't you saying your value is more important than my value? And you know that you know they're doing this exact same thing you're accusing me of, sinner.
Yeah, yeah.
So
dude.
It's not very logical, but.
But it's also another reason why purity conferences like the one your daughters are putting on are so important. You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
Man, especially if you're trying to, you know, like Lolo Jones, this Olympian who, hey, I'm a virgin and I'm 29 years old and I want to save it for marriage. And instead of saying, hey, that's great. We commend you for trying that because it's in this day and age.
Right.
It's very difficult. It's very rare to hear that from a 29-year-old woman. And instead of getting, yeah, that's,
oh, yeah.
Because that's incredible.
Because that very thing's going to happen. You're going to get mocked. You're mm-hmm. going to be called an old maid. You're going to be called, you know, some kind of Puritan, Old Testamite. You
yeah.
know?
Old
you,
Testamite. Yeah.
You're going to be put down. You know, you're ancient. You're, you know, that's why nobody loves you guys. And you just, you know, you're so stuck in this, you know, fantasy world. And that's not reality. And you're missing out on all the fun. And, you know, well, geez.
Well, right. you know, and growing up, I never had any of that. I wasn't raised as a Christian.
Yeah.
And I remember talking with, like, my 15-year-old boyfriend. I'm 15 years old at the time. Like, I don't know why. Like, we're like, we don't know why sex before marriage is bad. We literally had no idea.
Wow.
We had no, we
15.
Didn't know. 15 years old. And we're talking about this, like we're having the talk with you. Like we had no idea.
Right.
Like why it was wrong. Like why? And I think if I would have had that, a friend bring me or me just go to a purity conference, I would have known.
Right.
And I would
have
known why this is such
better.
A big, yeah, why is this such a
and
big
that
deal?
And that was, for me, I grew up in a Christian home and still it was wrong. It was taboo. It was bad. Sex is disgusting. It's awful. So save it for the one you really love. You know, you're like,
yeah,
wait, what?
Exactly.
Why? That sounds terrible.
And there's so much more to being pure than just staying away from any sexual act. I wrote about it in not this latest static issue, but like, I think
in the sex issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wrote about it. It's such a huge deal. Like it's more than just being away from any sexual
right.
act. It's your mind. It's everything you see, what you talk about, what enters your life.
So. On that, mystaticradio.com, you can download the PDF of all of our past issues of
yes.
the static paper. And so, yeah, it's obviously a huge topic and one that's generally not really discussed in the church anyways because you say the word sex and people... Like, yeah. I'm wondering how many people are like, well, sorry, my 9-year-old's in the car, can't listen to this discussion on the radio. But really, if you look statistically, by the age of 8, I can't remember the percentage, but it was astronomical, the percentage of children who have viewed pornography by the age of 8 years old. Yeah, you know, so it was like, what is happening with our society? Yeah. And sadly, if the church isn't talking about it, they're going to get the opinion of their friends at school who say, dude, my dad was watching this movie and I saw this scene. It was crazy. And dude, girls' bodies and blah, 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 blah. And that's the perspective that they get. And so then they hear that, oh, this is fun and exciting. This is something I want to do. And mom and dad is not talking about this because it's kind of embarrassing, or you don't want to have this talk with your kids, and because of that, all they're getting is the world's opinion, and then 9 times out of 10 leads to sex before marriage.
Yeah, you know, it breaks my heart because the youth is of people are being stolen now. Our kids, they go from child to adult.
Yeah,
like in that. Adult world.
Yeah,
but I actually were handing out a CD that night of a study I did on this whole topic. I didn't go into it like. Because you're going to get so many STDs and everything.
Right.
I went into the whole idea of, you know, heart, mind, soul, future, your, you know, how it doesn't help you to buy before you, or try before you buy.
Right.
That it really doesn't in, you know, the whole thing's the drawback of that and the misconceptions of that. And so, for example, you know, if you're, trying before you're buying, you don't, and you want a new car, you don't want a car that somebody's taken for a year and driven.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's not a new car.
Yeah.
And so just think about that, you know, and the whole thing.
And I'll tell you, that's the biggest regret of my life.
Amen.
It's the one thing for me in my life that I, you know, the talk with my boys will be about that. That is the one thing I wish I could have given my wife, that it didn't seem like a big deal at the time, you know, especially junior high school. Mm-hmm. I lost my virginity very young, and I'm sure I'll talk about that more at the Purity Conference. I'm not going to go into detail here, obviously, but I was very, very young and didn't really know what I was doing and didn't know the impact or what that was going to mean.
Especially a few years later when you meet your wife.
Right, and didn't know how that was going to impact my marriage. I mean, you know what I mean? Impact my eyes, my mind, my heart, impact every aspect of me. I mean, it is so huge and you carry it with you for the rest of your life. There are going to be scars forever that, you know, I constantly have to put behind me and I have to put away and say, you know what? Forgetting what is behind, you know, pressing on to what is before me. However, there are thoughts, there are visual images that, you know, are very hard to wash out and erase, you know, and through the grace of God, you can overcome those temptations, those trials. However, I know what I'm gonna, as a man, I'm gonna battle that. I'm gonna deal with it for the rest of my life. You know, I know that. And unfortunately, I put myself in harm's way so many times that it's a pretty big battle, you know? So, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, and I think they need to hear this from guys and not just from me because I'm a dad. I'm a pastor and I'm a dad. And so, you know, we have the same old things like, you know, when I bring my boyfriend over, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'll be cleaning my, you know,
shotgun.
My samurai sword.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I actually have a Japanese sword.
That's not a joke.
And I did take Jeet Kune Do years ago. And
dude.
So, yeah.
That is hilarious.
It can go right through your limb.
Oh, you know, just so.
Man.
We're talking about arms here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have another thing that goes with that, but, you know. Yeah. I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. But see, so, you know, you might think, well, he's biased, and, you know, but so it's going to come from the guys who are their younger guys like you, and you can share those things that will be powerful. And the girls need to know the guy's perspective, too.
Yeah.
You know, where what they're feeling, not just that they're also conquering girls, because there are certain things that guys are looking for, too.
Right.
And it's really, they think it's about sex, and it's not.
Right.
And so, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
That's going to be a cool conference.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's coming up in July. All the details at crossfellowship.org. And I know that you can prepare for it now. You can get ready now. Check out all the details there. Pre-register for it. 13 and up, ladies
13
only.
13 and up. Girls only, this one.
Yeah. So it's Yeah, something. I saw that you pulled something. What were you looking at here?
Oh, well, it's just what I actually wrote on, and I talked to my girls about it a lot. Proverbs 4, 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the paths of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn right or left. Remove your foot from evil. And that to me is like purity in the most, I guess, purest form. Like, if you're doing all of that, you're going to stay away from sexual immorality. You're going to stay away from all of the things that the media tries to throw at you, that friends at school might be doing.
Yeah.
And that is where, this is where it begins, God's word.
Yeah, and I think for me, I always thought it was a list of rules and regulations, Christianity, and therefore it was like, oh, you just don't want me to have fun. You don't understand, but it feels so good. And little did I know that there were the consequences that were going to stick with me for the rest of my life, whether it be images, whether it be thoughts or emotions. You become immediately attached, basically, to this person that you give yourself to.
Exactly.
And
it's beautiful.
Yeah, in the confines of marriage.
Yes.
Because if you give yourself to someone prematurely, then, dude,
you
you have these thoughts and emotions that you shouldn't be having towards that person, and then someday you get married and it's conflict and it's difficult, and well, but my wife doesn't do this, or my wife,
the
it's,
fact that
this
you
is
have
different,
something to
or
compare
I,
it to.
Exactly, and it's nothing but awful,
it's awful.
For a future marriage, and I'm telling you, it can destroy lives, man. And
it
so
can.
You don't think about it at the time, and you're like, it's just sex, it's just pleasure, and the consequences and the pain, the heartache that come with it are astronomical. And sadly, as we've been talking about, Lolo Jones, this 29-year-old Olympian who said, I'm still a virgin on Twitter and I'm saving it for marriage. And she's very excited, but she's also said this was harder for her than training for the Olympics. Silver medalist, and harder for her than training for the Olympics. And she's getting destroyed in the media. People saying, come on, really? Putting those like old school, values on everybody else. That's fine for yourself, but keep it to yourself, and nobody cares. And instead of applauding her, people are trashing her right now in the media. So it's a whole different world.
And see, they just proved it, because they're not trashing her because she's an Olympian. It's because she has values.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
It's weird, because on the flip side of that, you look at the role models that are getting trashed, whether it be Lolo Jones now, before that Tim Tebow, for spouting Christianity, and you keep that to yourself, and yet the people that we normally praise, like say a Kobe Bryant or these other individuals who don't live such a fantastic lifestyle, who are our quote-unquote heroes right now, it's unbelievable to see where we value people, who we idolize, our this idolatrous nation of the American Idol, the whoever is going to be on that pedestal. And 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, the person who actually stands for something, like Tim Tebow or Lolo Jones now, are the ones that are getting just thrashed in the media. So,
except for there are people who look at that and say, I wish I could be that.
Yeah.
I want to be that.
Yeah.
I've seen secretly on, I visit some joke apps and stuff like that, and see because there are a bunch of young kids on there, just see what they're talking about and all the things. And there's one where it's not a joke. They're just rating, hey, if you're a virgin, rate this, to get it to the top of this joke app. And all these kids are rating, and I read the comments.
Sensefield, save yourself. Static Radio, good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch with you, and hanging out with us this morning, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship. Good morning, sir.
In the house.
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
Morning.
Crazy discussion this morning. We were talking about Lolo Jones, the 29-year-old Olympian who is still a virgin, and posted it on her Twitter. And, she got praise, but then she got blasted by the media. And so we've been talking about that, along with this purity conference that your daughters are doing coming up in July.
In July, July 21st. It's Saturday, 4 to 8.
Yep.
Girls 13 years old and up. And it's a $10 charge, because they're going to serve them dinner.
Cool.
And and so it's going to be pretty neat. But it isn't just for girls who, you know, are pure.
Right. Actually, we just got a comment from Marie on Facebook that says, you guys are talking about young girls saving themselves and how difficult it is. Yet being 23 and trying to make a change and no longer have sex is extremely difficult with college, work, friends, etc. It's extremely difficult.
That's a complete life change. You have to cut off so many people in your life to keep away from those.
Yeah, dude, I remember when I gave my life to Christ, truly, sincerely decided
just stop.
I'm going to surrender. Yeah, it didn't. It really didn't. I was just talking to a friend about this yesterday, because once you've quote unquote tasted that, once you've been in that lifestyle, it's almost like a drug, you know what I mean? Like any other thing, that now that you know what it's like, it is that much more difficult to stay away from it, which is another reason why we say, dude, save yourself, because if you don't know, then you're not quote unquote missing anything, you know? Yeah. And therefore, dude, she's right. She's absolutely right, Marie, because I dealt with the exact same thing and you know, trying to, hey, okay, so I gave myself to Jesus and I want to still, look, can we try and date and not do this? And it's near impossible to a point where I had to break off the relationship that I was in, because I knew I could not stop that.
And
I knew
that for me, I had to also break off that relationship, and I knew that I couldn't get into a relationship unless, one, he really was a man of God.
Right.
And that he was going to not only keep me accountable, but other people were going to keep him accountable. Yep. It was just a long list of things that I wanted to do for myself, and he wanted to do for us. Like, he respected me that much. So I just knew that was where I had to go the next time.
The good news is, though, I also think of Romans chapter 8, verse 1, that says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And the good news is that, man, God's mercies are new every single day. And so if you've already gone down that path, there is hope. You can overcome it. It is extremely difficult, but that's part of the consequences of our sin, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, talk a little bit about that. I mean, how to maybe change lifestyle, attitude, how to overcome something like that.
Yeah, well, that's why you need a purity seminar like this, because you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the Lord. And so you have to do that very thing, take those values, take those steps to protect yourself, to help yourself. You know, Scripture talks about in the end of Romans that basically don't set yourself up to fulfill the lust thereof. In other words, don't set yourself up to fall.
Yeah.
And so you have to put that hedge of thorns about yourself, certain things, and you have to set your values and morals at a place where they're borders and they protect you, you know, like how you're going to date when you do date, who you're going to date when you do date, accountability, protection, that sort of thing. And you know what? One of the main things that I tell the girls, though, all the time, is how the guy respects you or disrespects you before marriage only gets better or worse after marriage.
Right. Truth. Yeah.
Because if the guy's going to take advantage of you before marriage and try to tear down your values, then he's going to treat you worse after marriage.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to be. And so you think that it's going to be this Prince Charming, and he turns out to be the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah.
He turns out to be this ding-dong who thinks now he can use and abuse you because he doesn't have respect for you. And so the verbal abuse, physical abuse, and other things come in. So you've got to demand that.
Right.
One of the things I tell the girls, demand it of the guy.
Yeah.
But I'm shy, and I don't want to make him mad. And you know what? You tell him.
Yeah.
And if he reaches across, grab his finger, grab the pinky finger, and pull and bend it as hard as you can. Because I'm not strong. Well, your five fingers are stronger than his one finger.
Right.
And you take that one finger and you twist it backwards.
Yeah.
And then if he gets mad at you, you say, well, Pastor Scott told me to do that.
So. There you go.
I was just talking to a dear friend about this yesterday, and it's true. If you're involved in a relationship where the person does not care, and this goes both ways, because I was talking to a male friend of mine yesterday who loves the Lord, but who is involved in a relationship with someone who does not care. But this person loves me. Well, if this person loves you, then they're going to respect you. And if you're God says A, B, and C, and they don't respect A, B, and C, then they don't care about you. Because if they love you, they will care about the things you care about. If it is an important thing to you, they will respect that and care about that because they want you to grow as a human being. And I'm talking to a dude about this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it does go both ways. You know what I mean? It's not just a, hey, girl, stay pure. The guys are evil stalker crazies. No, I mean, it goes both ways. It really does.
Dude. It's crazy. Yeah. But think about that. That's one of the reasons where you say, well, I'm gonna concede my value here to make him happy or her happy, and eventually we'll get married and everything. But the problem is, the important part of marriage isn't sex.
Right.
The important part of marriage is, can two walk together unless they both be in agreement? The important part of marriage is you have somebody who loves you and is pulling in the same direction as you and has the same basic values, so that it makes life exciting because you're fulfilling one another.
Right.
But if they don't have the same value and you start having kids, then it's not a love relationship, it's a war relationship.
Yeah.
Because I don't want our kids watching
raised
this.
In a church. I don't want
Well, who are you? Because you gave in to me before we had marriage, and right. you're a hypocrite and call yourself a Christian. Now you've got a battle over these innocent kids,
right.
and your heart's broken every night going to sleep, and it's a business relationship and not a marriage.
Yeah.
And people don't think that far ahead. They don't think that sacrificing the physical is going to cause so much emotional damage later on.
Yeah.
And it does.
And I believe that's why we're called, you know, the Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't, you know, part of the purpose of marriage is, it's not a, hey, let's make you happy, but more of a holiness to draw you into a more intimate relationship with Christ, right? And how can that person draw you closer to Christ if they themselves, you know, couldn't care any less for Christ?
You're right. And what you're doing is you're carrying an extra burden, because you're now... somebody who should be building you up in the Lord is tearing you down.
Yeah.
So you've got to be twice as committed. Yeah. It's twice as hard to walk with the Lord, to go to church by yourself and to do that. It's not a path you want to go. But the opposite of that is when you wait on the Lord and the Lord brings you that person, then when you're walking together and you're praying together and they're building you up, and I don't feel like going to church, come on honey, we got to go to church. Or, you know, and what about the kids? You know, okay, they're wearing you down, let me step up and I'll help with the kids. Yeah. Listen to your mom, or you know what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you know, you threaten them in the inch of their life, you know.
Yeah.
Why do we have to do this? Because I said so.
Right.
So, but it's still good. But you're pulling together, and it's so beautiful, and the sex and the relationship is awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the physical. You have the emotional, the mental, everything comes together.
Yeah.
And that's why God wants it. He wants it to be fun. He created it for pleasure.
Yeah.
And procreation.
Yeah.
He created it for that.
Yeah.
But in the right circumstance.
Yeah, dude. And I'll tell you what, to Marie's, you know, talking about saving yourself for marriage and, you know, what happens if you have already gone down that road. And you're right. This day and age, it's extremely, not just this day and age. I keep saying this day and age as if the world is getting worse. And then I think back to Roman times and the outright, you know, prostitution and just the vulgar, vile things that would probably still shock some of us today. I don't necessarily think that, wow, it's changing, and oh, same-sex marriage, this is new. This isn't new. I mean, it's not.
It's more accessible.
It's more accessible
than it's ever been.
So,
but it's not new.
Right, exactly. And so, you know what? Here's what I always, a life verse for me to Marie and to everyone else out there who has done that and who has lost their virginity, who has had premarital sex and is trying to fight that and deal with it. I'm constantly reminded of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It is one of my life verses. There is no temptation that has overtaken you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will always provide a way of escape, basically. That's the short of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing has overtaken you except what is common to man. God is not surprised by this. This isn't a new temptation for you. You're not the only one dealing with this. You're not the only one struggling through this. And so I had to find people around me that dealt with it. And guess what? I came to find out... lot of people are dealing with this. You're not alone. I was having a fantastic conversation just this last Sunday at our church with a few of the guys in the church who are dealing with this very issue right now. And once you start talking about it, once you start building each other up and saying, dude, we can do this. Let's fight this together. What's going on? Here's my phone number. Call me when you're dealing with this. Let's keep each other accountable. Let's hang on to each other. Let's hold each other up and help each other through this. It does become a lot easier because you're going to be attacked at your workplace. As she said, college, your friends, people around you. Surround yourself with different people. Get plugged into your church. One thing my pastor taught me that I do that has been very helpful, he was always talking about character building. And one thing he says is learn to say no to one thing every single day. Doesn't matter what it is. Hey, I want a second iced tea today. You know what? I'm not going to have that second iced tea today. I'm not going to start saying no to something small every single day. Something tiny. Oh, you know what? I won't supersize that. You know what? I won't, even though I want to do this. And you build up this basis, basically, this foundation of learning to say no to things. That way, when the big things come, it is much easier for you to actually say no to those big things because you've kind of built up this idea that I can say no to things, you know? Yeah. And so that, I'll
wise
tell you
advice.
What, dude,
that's
that
good.
Has helped me tremendously grow in my character because character is it's a very important thing. And sadly, good character is a rare thing these days. And so, it's good to have that accountability and those people around you to build you up because
it is, but it's so desirable.
Hit it, yeah.
And people know that. They mock it, but they love it at the same time. It's
right.
Desirable. You know, they kind of mock it because they haven't achieved it.
And maybe because they think it's false.
And,
you know
and
what I mean?
They think it's false, but there's other people that look at that. And if you can hold to that standard through the trial, you'll have the ability to be very persuasive and powerful in their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, really turn people around and help them. And you can. And I think my son's going to be there answering questions too.
Cool.
And he's a police officer dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
And so he's 26 now.
Wow.
And a police officer, and he gets teased every week about this topic because they know. And so they put the things in front of his face and say certain things and it's basically a man's world. So they're very vulgar about certain things. And did you check this girl out? And they're always trying to do that. But eventually they come to him and they say, hey, can you pray for me? Even non-Christians. Can you talk to me? Hey, I'm having trouble with my 14-year-old girl. And she's got this boyfriend. What do I tell her?
Right.
Right. And so they're coming to him. How do you do it?
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truth, yeah.
That's so awesome. Cool.
Yeah. So, mystaticradio.com website, get there. We premiered a brand new Project 86 single today. You can download it for free. Thanks to Andrew Schwab for helping us out with that. It's 9:45. Steve-O and Mitch, and we got to take a break. Coming to the end of another show, but let's talk about this real quick. The Purity Conference coming up July 21st, right?
It's Saturday.
Believe
you can find more information about it on crossfellowship.org. Crossfellowship, one word, .org. And just go to the Divine Romance page or the Purity Seminar page, and all the information's there. Girls 13 years old and up, it's $10 fee. They're going to give gifts out and serve them dinner and love on them and share. And Steve is going to be there to answer questions for one segment. And so they got a bunch of other things planned. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I just got a text, which is amazing. A dear friend of mine, James Mead, actually, the guitar player from Cutlass. He sends me scripture regularly, and we always hang out and chat about these things. And it's amazing God's timing. I don't know if he's listening or not, but Jeremiah 1:19 literally was just texted this to me. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. And so,
hoorah!
What a mighty scripture right there to just underline and. keep with you throughout the day, that God is with you. So people will fight against you. The world will come against you. Lolo Jones, the 29-year-old Olympian right now who said, I'm a virgin, has been attacked by the media and said, so? Why should we care about that? Like, that's a noble thing these days. Nobody cares. And but the good news is we are promised by God that they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. And so what a cool promise. I'm down with that. It's a good way to end today.
It is.
Jeremiah 1:19, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship, and all the details about the conference at crossfellowship.org. Ladies, get there and check out all the details there. There it is.
Watch them.
As always, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, thanks for talking about it.
Yeah. Day two in the books.
Done.
Good job, Mitch.
Yes.
Good stuff. Steve-O and Mitch, it's official. New morning show.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
Nope, I'll be here.
Okay, cool. Tomorrow we've got stuff.
Yeah. I sure do.
Great stuff planned
Great
for the
stuff.
Show. It's going to be fantastic.
Maybe I'll spell a few more words.
Okay. We'll do that. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch our podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. That's it for us. We leave you with some Day to Remember, some Paramore, lots of good stuff. On the way back, Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with...